Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Welcome back to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. Before I get to the sports, I a couple of comments with Rotary and things, you know, with Dominic, the relationship was due to Rotary. It's a fantastic organization. Anybody who would, we open ourselves to anybody who wants to come and join. All you need is make sure you enjoy fellowship and that you want to do service. You want to help the community. Those are the two basic, you know, pillars. The other one would be, you know, well, a lot of integrity and all. But it opens up, you know, the world in terms of any almost any place you visit. There's going to be a Rotary Club that you can visit, and they will welcome you with open arms and help you, you know, to any issues that you have locally, and immediately immerses you into the local, you know, culture and language and world. So, but anyway, with Rotary and Dominic as the as kind of like the catalyst on this thing, I just want a couple of catch ups that we just these days we're going to be doing on the 21st of September a celebration with this Proyecto Rotario Pro Paz that addresses violence. We're going to be doing an activity in Parque Muñoz Rivera in the late afternoon, and I'm hoping that she said she's going to be here, so I know we have to make sure the park's available and all these kind of things. But Nilda Comas, that you have hopefully had the privilege of listening to, and on a couple of occasions that I've had her on this program. She is on the 20th. They're going to be installing a new sculpture that was commissioned by the Sumasa family. It's San Mateo del Cangrejos, and it's going to be in the Parque Santurce. That's where it's going to be installed. So that's going to be on Sunday the 20th. And then so we're taking advantage that she's here on the 21st is the United Nations International Day of Peace. And in Rotary, we've been celebrating that by dressing in white and having a period of reflection, different ways we've done it. Sometimes it's just been without any kind of, you know, activity outside, other just a personal request that people dress in white, and that they have during the course at 12 noon. We've been suggesting they have a contemplative, meditative moment of reflection with respect to an individual and how they can in the community, but, you know, create and help bring peace and reduce violence. So we're on that day, on the 21st, United Nations International Day of Peace, have an activity in Muñoz Rivera Park where we are hoping that it will be approved, that Nilda Comas can install what she has developed, a design that's called a Monument to Peace. It's Pablo Casals with seven children from representing the seven continents, and an eighth child from Puerto Rico. And in the center is Pablo Casals, Maestro Pablo Casals, with his cello. And so, hope, you know, 10 minutes you'll describe that. We'll have a meditation, talk a little bit about the Proyecto Rotario Pro Paz. Hopefully, have some words in terms of, you know, where the let's say, the reconstruction of the Muñoz Rivera Park that has been so slow. In that Muñoz Rivera Park, they have what's called a Pabellón de la Paz, and that roof has been, you know, has fallen apart. And that's, of course, across from Escambrón, the old Escambrón area and the Normandy. And also, it's an area that has incredible potential. And so we hope, you know, there's plenty of parking, and we hope that we'll have a nice turnout and a nice activity dedicated to that particular day, you know, bring peace to us. So that's a Rotarian thing, and ties the Dominic from Berlin visiting us, and then Nilda that wants to do this thing, and we in Rotary are trying to help with a series of other people and other organizations. Let's hope this comes forward. So put that down, you know, the 20th and the 21st. They're going to be open to the public and very super welcome. On that 21st, we're going to give a talk at a public school in Dorado. Next week there's an area that I've already decided what it's going to be on. It's an area that the terms of pity and feeling sorry and empathy and sympathy and compassion, all these are kind of synonym, but they're really different what they mean, and the most important thing, and this relates to the sermon that the pastor at my church during Mass provided, and he gave the whole talk on compassion, and the basic difference is that compassion is empathy of feeling for the person, but and having wanting to care, but it's taking action. So some of these, there's other words, condolences and commiseration. There's all these words. So we'll go into those a little bit more detail in another moment. But the most important thing is, compassion and because it and that's what we in Rotary, bring the empathy and the analysis to action, to take steps that, address the problems and the issues. But then going to the sporting world, and I particularly, we talked about Roberto Clemente and La Ciudad Roberto Clemente, and how frustrating it has been that hasn't been developed. Jose Juan Barrea, J.J. Barrea, who played in the NBA basketball, has provided a complex, and he had some comments on sports in the world, and of course the importance of it for youth, and the two things that I wanted to comment on. One is that we really need much better facilities. He just shocked with how the facilities are not up to par, and also he's put together this great facility, the sports complex, and the other thing that he mentions is that the importance or the overemphasis that is given, in the athletic by parents and society to the athletic portion and not to the academic. I remember with my youngest daughter, the term, athlete student versus, student athlete. And I sat down with her one day and I said, I really want you to play sports. I was really very, very much into sports, but the priority is academics, and the term should be, student athlete. But unfortunately, too often it's the athlete student, and Barrea's mentioning that the parents are overemphasizing athletics, and they instead of academics. Of course, ironically, he's saying that he was studying at the Colegio La Maculada in Mayagüez, and then for his 12th grade he transferred to Miami Christian Academy, and it says donde obtuvo la exposición que buscaba para luego jugar en el baloncesto de la NCAA, and then of course then the professional. So although he's saying academics, he made a move that was really more athletic than academics, I think, I fear. But anyway, so if you do it right, you go to really good schools and you take advantage. And an article on Barea, it was the 17th of August in El Nuevo Día, and on the 18th, there's an article on comments by Monica Puig, apuesta por el tenista Yannick Álvarez. Yannick Álvarez is a new 17-year-old tennis sensation, and Monica's really been following him for quite a while and is very enthusiastic with his potential. He's been accepted at Georgia Tech, a great university, and you know that it hopefully he'll be. But Monica says the following, which unfortunately maybe true. He says, se ha visto como una tendencia en los últimos años de ir a la universidad 2 años para fortalecerse y de ahí pasar el profesionalismo. Es un buen momento. And then, of course, he lives in Atlanta where Georgia Tech is, so he says he's going to, you know, be able to follow him. But basically, she's saying that there's a tendency in the last few years to go to university for 2 years to strengthen yourself, get better, and get, you know, both physically and mentally, and then your skills, and from there go to professional, and that you see that, and especially in basketball, it's a 2-year program instead of the 4-year. They go to UCLA, to these great school, basketball or wherever the particular sport is, and then move on. They don't, and so basically they're more athletes going to these schools, and then of course with this system now that you recruit from the different schools, it's even worse. So, so I think there's this challenge of keeping the student athlete and all, and it's something I get a little frustrated with the overemphasis on the athletic portion. I think you can have a great education and have, you know, have tremendous athletic development, and they can go hand in hand, and I think that's best for everyone. But as these two things articles are mentioning, it's not happening that much. The other thing that I wanted to sort of comment on is the relationships that sometimes the parents or the grandparents have with the athletes. And Messi, his father died, Jose Messi, and he really, you know, sounding devastated by that death, who he considered critical for his soccer development. And even though, you know, I don't remember whether it was 12 or 13 year old, but very young, he went off to Barcelona to an academic and athletic program. But he's just how important the father continued to be. And then in Puerto Rico, Quique Figueroa, who won medals with his wife, and then now with his daughter. You know, he's 62 years old, and that combination, the daughter inspired him to get back up to shape and to go for his 10th, Central American Games, where he's been so successful in other sports and other venues, and they won a gold, at the Central American Games in Dominican Republic, and with his daughter Paola, 25 years old, and I love it, to see that happening, and the combination of either working together, playing together, competing together, or just helping each other. I just find that fascinating in sports. And finally, you know, at in the table tennis, Vladimir Diaz, who is now, you know, continues to be in developing. I've been saying that table tennis and is a great potential because we have somebody like him and great players with Arellano, and they won tremendously. They did tremendously in Central America. But he was saying this year it was only Adriana and his other two daughters were not with him. Melanie, who married a Czech table tennis player, is living in the Czech Republic, and Fabiola, the youngest one, didn't qualify for the team. So here he was kind of said, he ended up crying the first time he really hasn't had his three daughters, you know, in these kinds of in this kind of an event. But that's life, adding up a little bit on a sad one is the death of Pritchard Colong, and who got in a boxing match back in 2015, was hit in the back of the neck and ended up in a coma, and for 11 years suffered paralysis and taken care of by his mother, and he died. And the boxing world has helped, you know, improved a little bit, but it always has this double take for me that I've mentioned on occasion as a sport that you wonder whether it should exist. So, okay, well, I'm running out of time, I basically, urge you to do that growth mindset. Go out in the world, experience things, try new hobbies, try new sports, try new professions, new logo, everything. It's going to be good for you. Take care. It's you're the most important to yourself. You're the most important companion that you have. We'll see you next week. This is Jorge Gonzalez, Reflections.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.